You know, I can't get it out of my mind. The story down there in Chile is irresistible. It's also chilling. I mean, whether we're talking about dark places filled with incalculable wealth, take that for starters, all right?
Right.
And people trapped in those dark places, mountains that eat people, which is a way that actually in the Andes they refer to the mountains and the miners. There is a grim reality and a mythology to mining in the Andes, and we're seeing it unfold down there this morning.
There's a terrible fear of in terms of mining of or being trapped anywhere.
Well, certainly. I mean, they're a half mile underground in a mine in the Chilean Andes, but in a very real sense, those Chilean miners are trapped in the dark places, the fears of powerlessness in all of us. We've alluded to that at the top of the hour. Let's welcome back Eva Salinas, who's the editor of the Santiago Times. Good morning once again, Eva.
Good morning.
And Ariel Dorfman joins us, playwright, novelist, author of Desert Memories, Journeys Through the Chilean North. He's on the line from his home in North Carolina. Good morning once again, old friend.
Hello, John. How are you? Nice to speak to you again.
It's great to talk to you. What do you think about as you follow the details in this story? It's an irresistible parable, it seems to me, that will be retold hundreds of years from now.
I believe so. But, you know, as you're talking about hundreds of years, a bit over 100 years ago, Baldomero Lillo, one of the great Chilean short story writers, wrote a series of stories about mining in the carbon mines, in the carbon mines of the south, not in the Norte Chico, the small north, as we call where Copiapó is. And in those stories, which in fact I had to read when I arrived in Chile when I was 12 years old, the first stories they handed me were these stories, Subterra, Subsole, in which he speaks about the miners being trapped under the earth for a long, long time, and how many of them die there, and how many of the widows throw themselves on the body, the blood-drenched bodies. So what's really interesting is that for 100 years, Chilean kids, including these miners that we're speaking of, have probably read in their schools the stories of what it means to be trapped down there. That's part of the Chilean imaginary, just like part of the Chilean imaginary are the nitrate mines of the north and the copper mines. So mining made the country in some sense, and this darkness you're speaking about is the darkness which is underneath the enormous wealth that Chile's been exporting for all its history.
Ariel Dorfman, listen to this song. Actually, Eva told us about this yesterday, and we went and got it, and we've been listening to it really for the last 24 hours. Soy Minero. Every Chilean knows that song, including you, Ariel Dorfman.
Absolutely. I think that's from the Cantata Santa Maria de Iquique, as I remember it. And that's the Quilapayún, and the story is of the massacres. So, I mean, what we have to remember is that these miners are part of the story of Chile. And when we speak about the extraordinary technology that's going to save them, at least we hope it's going to save them, you know, we have to remember that what really is saving them is the fact that they knew where to go.
Yeah.
That the earth that is devouring them, because it is devouring them, it's consuming and eating them up. That is what the mountain does. That's what the legends speak about. That's what all the literature speaks about over and over again. It's also that earth which in some sense gives them a refuge, gives them a little space there in the darkness,
and
where
gives
they're able to sing the song of the national anthem. It was very, very strange to hear them sing the national anthem. They're half a mile under the earth, right? Everybody is a miner in some sense.
Eva Salinas, listen to this sound that we got. You've probably heard this as well from our partner, the BBC, of one of the relatives of the miners, speaking about the miners' sensibility down underground, worried about the people on the surface. Listen.
I'm Alberto Ávalos Silva. I'm an uncle of Florencio Ávalos Silva and Renan Ávalos Silva, who are brothers. Their father told them he was very calm waiting for them on the outside and that they should relax. And I wrote to them to stay calm because everyone was okay outside. They told us that they were very worried imagining what was going on above ground. They said, we're okay. Don't you worry about us.
Eva Salinas of the Santiago Times, they're worried about the people on the surface.
It is incredible. And one of the first comments you heard from them, the very first call on Monday, was a worry about their friends who, during that initial collapse, whether they escaped and were alive, and they are, and how elated they were at that news. And I think everyone is amazed, and it is certainly a credit to their experience and knowledge of the mines that they survived until now, and key to their survival over the next couple of months. But I think one of the miners said something that was very telling to the president the other day, and that's we still hope that Chile acts strongly so that we can leave this hell.
Wow.
This is still not an enjoyable experience.
No, no,
and it's still, even though their spirits are high, you know, they are well aware that they have a long road ahead of them.
Is it overly sentimental, Eva, to cast this story as a parable for all Chileans about their emergence from fascism, you know, 20 years ago? And is that on the minds in any sense of the people as they approach this bicentennial?
I think certainly it's brought perhaps that point of view of a certain kind of a Chilean story back into the forefront, and maybe that's a story of the underdog, the worker, that Chile in the last little while has certainly liked to highlight its economic growth and the growth of the middle class. And this is kind of reminding the country that there's still a big working class, and there's still a connection and a feeling that Chileans are all connected, and as everyone is in the world, to miners all over the world who break their backs for minerals to export out of the country.
Eva Salinas is editor of the Santiago Times. She joined us from Santiago. Ariel Dorfman, the story could turn out badly here. Where does that take you in the dark places of your own heart?
Well, I think that they are underground, and that the Chilean workers and the poor neglected of Chile have always been used to being underground. And they tend to come out, whether as ghosts or as bodies, living bodies. And I believe that they will come out here into the sun, and we will have a wonderful story about how Chile should not forget those who live in the shadows.
Well, no one's forgetting this morning, that's for sure. Ariel Dorfman, thanks so much. Playwright and
thanks
novelist,
so much.
Author of Desert Memories, Journeys Through the Chilean Norths. Thanks again.